It's 11 trivia questions on 80s TV shows, as written by listener Marissa Cuthbertson for our friend Doug French, who picked this category. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. If you like pop culture trivia, you're in the right place, and we've done 500 episodes or so that you can go back and listen to until your heart is content. You could probably listen to this show for a week straight at this point, or at least 3 or 4 days, right? We've been doing it for like 2 or 3 years, so there's lots of cool stuff to go back and check out. And today is no different. We have a great addition to the show, and that is 80s TV show questions. We've got 11 of those from my friend Marissa Cuthbertson. I think she lives in New York. She started listening recently, and she emailed me. She said, thanks for letting me know where to find the rest of your podcast, because she had exhausted what iTunes kind of shows you on the podcast app. She'd listened to all of them, which is crazy, but she does a lot of driving. And she said, where can I find like the older catalog of the show? And I gave her some links to the Libsyn page, which is for everybody. If you want to see all the episodes we've ever done, they're all hosted on Libsyn. So if you just search Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, Trivia with Buds, you'll find it on any search engine. And you can bookmark that page if you ever want to listen to them on your computer, or if you do like RSS feeds and stuff like that. Marissa says, I heard you mention a couple of the Patreon request topics and the Patreon spreadsheet that you haven't got to. I thought I'd write questions for a couple that caught my attention. Hope it helps. I totally won't be insulted if you don't use them. Best wishes, Marissa. Marissa, I'm going to use them right now. I'm going to use 11 questions on 80s TV shows. Thank you so much for taking the time to write these. This was a topic picked by Douglas French, and Doug French has been on board as a $5 reward tier member for, I want to say, the last 6 months or so, maybe 7 or 8. And Doug, we appreciate your patronage. And Marissa, we appreciate your time in writing these questions. So thank you for doing that. I was thinking about 80s TV shows. I have so many favorite 80s TV shows. I haven't actually looked at these questions yet, so maybe there are a few questions about some of my favorites, but I'm always a sucker for Cheers. I love Cheers, especially the early Cheers, like first 5 seasons from like 82 to 87. I think those are great. I really like the show Different Strokes, which I think ended in the 80s. I think it was more of a late 70s show. That's a fun one. I used to watch a lot of, Smurfs, which was an 80s show, cartoon. I used to watch Smurfs and Snorks, which was just Smurfs underwater. They had like snorkel faces. And I used to watch those back to back on USA, I want to say, before I went to school. So when I was probably 4 years old. And I remember like when Snorks was over or almost over, my mom was like, all right, we got to go take your brother to school, my older brother. So we had to go drop him off. And I remember her just literally throwing me in the back of a van. And we had like a big kind of moving van around that time. It was just a big yellow van. Like you could just take all the seats out and it was just empty. Like you know, how some hippie would travel to see the Grateful Dead or something. And I just remember my mom being like, yep, climb in there. And there were like pillows and stuff back there. And we just kind of roll around. And there were maybe 2 captain's chairs. But like the rest of us kids or cousins or whoever was in this van would just be rolling around in the late 80s. No seatbelts, not even seats. I don't even know how that was possible or okay to do, but things were different in the 80s. And we're going to find out about all kinds of cool 80s shows on this episode. We're going to jump into those questions right about now. Here we go. All right, guys, got 11 questions for you from Marissa for Doug. Let's see if you could figure out all 11 of these 80s TV show questions. Here's number one. This show about a girl's school was a spinoff of Different Strokes. Number one, this show about a girl's school was a spinoff of Different Strokes. Question number one. Question number two, this next show was about a male housekeeper. Number two, what 80s show was about a male housekeeper? Number two. Question number three, this show featured a little girl robot named Vicky. I remember this one. Number three, this show featured a little girl robot named Vicky. Question number four, detective show starring Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd. Number four, detective show starring Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd. Question number five, what was the name of the design company on Designing Women? Number five, what was the name of the design company on Designing Women? Question number six, what planet was Mork from in Mork and Mindy? Number six, what planet was Mork from on Mork and Mindy? Question number seven, what is Alf's actual name? What does Alf stand for? Number seven, what does Alf stand for? Or actually, that's not the question. Sorry. What is Alf's name and what does Alf stand for? It's two different things. Alf stands for alien life form as an acronym, but that's not what she's asking. She wants to know his actual name. Okay. Question number eight. Johnny Depp played an undercover officer on what show? Number eight, Johnny Depp played an undercover officer on what show? Question number nine, what was the last name of Beau, Luke, Daisy, and Uncle Jesse on a hit show? Number nine, what was the last name of Beau, Luke, Daisy, and Uncle Jesse on a hit show? Question number 10, who was hoping his next leap will be his leap home? Number 10, who was always hoping his next leap would be his leap home? Number 10. And number 11, the bonus question. This is your two-point question if you're playing along at home. What show's finale is the most watched finale in U.S. TV history? Number 11, what show's finale is the most watched finale in U.S. TV history? All right. We will be back in just a second with the answers to those 80s show trivia questions. Thanks again, Marissa, for writing them. We are back with the answers to some questions from 80s TV shows written by Marissa Cuthbertson. Here's number one. This show about a girl's school was a spinoff of Different Strokes. That was, of course, The Facts of Life with Tootie and the gang. The Facts of Life, Mrs. Garrett, who was the housekeeper, I think, on Different Strokes, got her own show. Number two, speaking of housekeepers, this show is about a male housekeeper. You could have maybe said Charles in Charge, but I guess he wasn't keeping house. He was more of a babysitter. But the answer that Marissa has is Who's the Boss? Who's the Boss? Tony Danza. Used to watch it quite frequently with my mom. Number three, this show featured a little girl robot named Vicky. It was a short-lived show, but I have fond memories of watching all these episodes. Small Wonder. This was a robot that was kept in a closet and was just a little girl, like a sister for the main kid, whose name I think was PJ, maybe? I don't know. Number four, detective show featuring Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd was Moonlighting. Moonlighting, that was a show where it was like, are they going to hook up? Are they going to hook up? And then they do, and then it went off the air. Number five, what was the name of the design company on Designing Women? I remember commercials for this show, but I've never actually seen an episode. Designing Women was, it was called Sugar Bakers and Associates. Sugar Bakers and Associates. Number six, what planet was Mork from in Mork and Mindy? He's from Ork, O-R-K, Ork, Mork from Ork. And that was a spinoff of Happy Days, which was crazy. Number seven, what is Alf's actual name? Gordon Shumway. Gordon Shumway. Number eight, 21 Jump Street was the Johnny Depp undercover officer TV show. Johnny Depp and 21 Jump Street. Number nine, Duke was the name of Beau, Luke, Daisy, and Uncle Jesse on The Dukes of Hazzard, which my mom gave me some coloring books of The Dukes of Hazzard, and she said, see if these are worth money. And they were not, but we still have them in an envelope somewhere at my mom's house. She saved them from the 80s. Number 10, who was hoping each time he leaped would be his last leap home? Quantum Leap. That was the star, Scott Bakula, on Quantum Leap. That was a fun show. Number 11, the most watched finale in TV history was, of course, MASH. And I don't think anyone's beat it since then. I think Seinfeld maybe came close, or for its time, Seinfeld was pretty big. But MASH is the champion, I think, still to this day, because more people watch TV back then with less channels and all that stuff. But those were your questions on 80s TV shows. Thanks again, Marissa. Thanks, Doug, for the great category recommendation. And if you have a category you want me to do on the show, just throw $5 a month over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Buds? Trivia with Bodes. You can join 34 other subscribers who love trivia and love interacting over on the Discord app chat. You can get in the app chat for just $1 a month, which is cool. I post extra rounds in there, puzzles, picture rounds I do at live events and stuff that you can't really play on the audio form of the podcast. So if you like more trivia in your life, go check that out. Also, a brand new feature coming in the new package of July rewards will be a monthly newsletter with some puzzles in it and stuff like that too. I used to do a thing in high school called the Buds Times, so I'm looking to kind of relive those moments where I made like a fake gazette with fun trivia stuff in it. So be on the lookout for that. Everybody will get that who's on my Patreon page. If I have your shipping address, I'll send that to you every month, no matter what tier you are at. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. But we do have to share our trivia team name of the day. And that is a new feature we're doing on the show where I'm giving you a team name that I heard at one of my trivia nights that I thought was fun or hadn't heard in a while or thought was unique or just funny. Some of these might be raunchy from time to time, but this next one's not too raunchy. It's Wreck-It Ralph Wiggum. So the combination of Wreck-It Ralph and Ralph Wiggum from The Simpsons for Wreck-It Ralph Wiggum. Use that one next time you need a good team name. Or go search Trivia with Buds team names on Google and find a blog of 25 other team names that I recommend. If you have any team names you want to send me, if you have some funny ones in your back pocket, email ryanbuds@gmail.com. Also, it's time for the question of the day, which is brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs. These guys do amazing work in San Dimas, California. If you need something printed, I highly suggest you check out fmdesignsinc.com, and you can see all the cool embroidery they might do for your hat, your towels, your beach towels, your tank tops, whatever you need for the summer, they can get it done for you. And since today was about the 80s TV shows, I thought we'd do an 80s movie tagline question. So I'm looking for this movie that used this tagline in the 80s, one man's struggle to take it easy. One man's struggle to take it easy. I know I've presented that on the podcast at some point in 500 episodes, so maybe you remember or maybe you know it. What 80s movie used the tagline, one man's struggle to take it easy? Tweet me your answers at RyanBuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com. And check out fmdesignsinc.com while you're at it. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers. We'll be right back.